You've been listening to a special website-exclusive podcast of WJR's Internet Advisor. To hear previous podcasts, visit our webpage at internetadvisor.net.
Thank you so much for being with us here on the Internet Advisor. Gary Baker, you and I, in the 13 years that we have been doing this program out of our flagship station here in Detroit, have really made an effort to promote young women in getting involved in technology. Because you have a daughter who at the age of, was it five, Lauren was on the air
with
us?
Was on with us, yeah. And up until just this last year when she went off to Michigan to go to college and got too busy for us.
Well, part of our promoting that led us to a really wonderful relationship with the Michigan Council of Women in Technology. And there's a number of things we're going to talk about in these next few minutes. But first of all, I'd like to introduce to our listening audience Charlotte Decker, who is a vice president of program development and scholarships for MCWT. That's the acronym. Charlotte, thank you very much for being with us here on the Internet Advisor.
Well, thank you for having me.
Delighted to have you along with us. By the way, I should mention that Charlotte herself is a woman very much involved in technology. She's the CTO, Chief Technology Officer, of the Auto Club Group, and has had a lot of positions in many other organizations like that. But Charlotte, we have you here today in particular because we have two of the winners, two of the recent scholarship winners, and let me just quickly introduce them to our audience, and then we can talk in general about the scholarship program. Tammy Shrebik is with us. She is a university graduate scholarship winner from Plymouth, Michigan. Tammy, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Now, Tammy, you are studying for your PhD in instructional technology, right?
Yes, I'm a student at Wayne State University.
And you're also a working mom.
Yes.
Among other things.
Exactly.
Well, we were talking about telecommuting just before, by the way, or remote working. Tammy was shaking her head vigorously because you were telling us when you go home.
I log back in and get back to work.
Get the kids settled for bed mm-hmm. and are doing homework, and then mom's back on tunneling in and doing work.
Absolutely.
So we're very much relating to that. And then the other person we have with us who was a winner of one of the scholarships from the MCWT is Beth Hadley. She won the Founders High School Scholarship Award. You went to school in Northville High, got a 4.0 grade point average. That's wonderful. And where are you headed then for university?
I'll be going to MIT in the fall, and I'm very excited.
Oh, wow. We are excited for you and proud of you as well.
Very proud.
Thank you very much.
That's wonderful.
Incredible that you've gotten to MIT. Fantastic. And what are you going to be following up with there? What's going to be your focus of study?
I'm hoping to study computer science, which is a joint degree with electrical engineering. So I hope to study artificial intelligence with regards to robotics.
Oh, because you have been involved in robotic projects,
mm-hmm.
first with Lego. I found that fascinating.
Yes. I started out with Lego robotics. I started with the first robotics program all the way back in my sixth grade year. And
I've been
involved with robotics ever since, and I love it.
When was the first time you looked at the computer and thought, that looks fun?
It really wasn't until sixth grade. I did not know anything about technology, robotics, anything like that until I joined that team. I would not be going into engineering without all the outreach programs that I've been exposed to.
Mom and Dad didn't steer you toward a science or technology degree or emphasis in high school?
Well, my brother is an electrical engineer at U of M, so he's been a big influence for me.
That's good. Excellent.
That's neat.
You know, we find that while the percentage of females entering college is going up compared to males, right? The percentage of females entering technology disciplines, science or technology, is actually going down. Mm-hmm. And in the workforce, same thing. And that is affecting, you know, the kind of people we can hire and the quality of the workforce, the diversity of the workforce. And that's the reason, I think, Charlotte Decker, that the Michigan Council of Women in Technology and the foundation of which you're an officer, that's why you're promoting this, right?
Oh, absolutely. We want to start girls thinking about technology just as we did with Beth in those early years and then continue to grow them through their, middle school and high school and into college, and then they're ready to enter the workforce in technology when they graduate.
There were some statistics, pardon me, at the event when you were handing out the scholarships of the amount of money that the Michigan Council for Women in Technology has put out in scholarships. How much has it been in the few years you've been doing this?
Well, we started awarding scholarships in 2002, and including the ones that we just awarded to both Tammy and Beth, it's about $500,000.
$500,000. Wow,
that's 77 girls,
and nine women were awarded scholarships a few weeks ago on June 22nd Birmingham Country Club. I was fortunate to be there at the time. Cal?
I could ask our two guests a question. Did you guys actively seek out this scholarship money, or did the council come looking for you? Tell us how that process worked in case some other young women out there would like to take advantage of this wonderful opportunity.
Well, for me, I've been a member of MCWT for 5 years, and so I kind of knew about it and certainly was, you know, looking for scholarship opportunities for a PhD program. But also, you know, they do a great outreach to reach other young ladies, and I think Beth could speak to that.
Yeah, and actually for me, because of their outreach, they provided robotics funding for my all-girls leg robotics team in middle school. We applied for the grant, and we received that grant to buy those robots, and those robots that I was rewarded with that grant helped me start another program for that same middle school that I helped produce and led all through high school. So I knew about MCWT. I was never actually a member, and I'm excited to be a member now.
Cool. That is awesome.
So nine women this year, right, Beth?
Charlotte Decker.
Yes, about nine women, and we give graduate degrees, like in Tamara's case, and mm-hmm. girls leaving high school, and then girls that are currently in college that want to continue their work. We also award laptops and printers.
Yeah. Did anybody here walk away with swag? Any serious swag?
Well, you know, what's interesting is, you know, I'm the CIO for the Society of Manufacturing Engineers, and we have a big foundation as well. And we go out and really look for diversity of our scholarship base. Right. And it's interesting because of the number of people that apply for these scholarships, and we give a full ride scholarship to any school of their choice. At least one a year, and sometimes a couple a year. So there's three or four or five going at any one time, plus a whole lot of partial scholarships. But it's a great time to be a woman that is entering college or going on into college because
it's not vigorously.
Yes. You know, there's a lot of money out there that people want to give you to continue that study, that course of study. So.
Yeah. What does a year at MIT cost, Beth? I'm just curious.
An ungodly amount.
And Tammy, for you, for the doctoral program, it's that's serious money, too.
Yeah, it's serious money, but I think it's worth every penny when you look at the amount of influence that you can have on other young women when you're finished and throughout the process.
So do you, as both a member of MCWT and as somebody who's won a scholarship, how do you go back in and try to foment more of that interest among young women?
Well, you know, the program I'm in with instructional technology, my whole goal is to start helping women and men really realize their potential for technology when maybe they thought they didn't have it. And that's one of the goals. So I think just as a matter of course in what I'm doing, that will help. But MCWT makes it real easy to get involved and to help people along the way. You're helping your peers network, but you're helping a lot of young women along the way as well. So it's real easy with all the events that they offer.
A lot of hands helping other hands up. I love that. Charlotte Decker, for you, where did you start? Because you've got quite a pedigree, if you will, GM, Ford Motor Company, Visteon, Borders Group, that you were part of in terms of technology. Where did you get your start?
Well, I started as an undergrad at the University of Michigan, similar to what Beth talked about, a computer science and electrical engineering degree. It's computer engineering back then, and I graduated in 85 and then stayed around for a master's in computer engineering, leaving in 86. So, you know, started working at Ford and then continued to progress through my career, but along the way, you know, after having children mm-hmm. and getting a little bit more stable, decided to reach back and work with other young women to encourage and mentor them.
It sounds like you and Tammy can relate in that sense of having started that way and then reaching back. Why, As from what I understand of the statistics, Charlotte, when you started into the field, there were actually more women involved.
Yes, there were.
Why was it there were more then and there are less now entering into this area of technology?
Well, I think the whole sphere of outsourcing has kind of scared women away from the technology field. I think they think when they graduate, those jobs are going offshore, and they're not really.
Some of them are coming back, aren't they, Charlotte?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
That's very important. Let's talk a little bit more about that, and then I also want our folks to get to know both Tammy and Beth a little bit better before we wrap up our conversation here. Folks, we're very proud of the young women who are with us in studio here and some of the folks who have been around for a while, like Charlotte Decker, Vice President of the Program Development and Scholarships for the Michigan Council of Women in Technology. We're going to return to continue our conversation with them. Don't forget, our second hour is all about you and your calls and getting some answers for you here on the Internet Advisor.
You're listening to a podcast of WJR's Internet Advisor. Have a question? Post it in our discussion forums on our webpage at internetadvisor.net.
Thank you very much for repeating that phone number. It will become very important in about 15 minutes when, after the top of the hour, we come back and start hour number two, and that's the one in which we answer your questions about your computers. And by the way, I should remind you that it's not just during our program that we answer those questions, but 24/7 we have a forum where you can place a question, and there are a whole bunch of people who will come by and take a crack at answering your question. Often, that's the best place to answer the questions that are a little more complicated during the week or come up during the week. And you simply go to internetadvisor.net, and there are the forums at the top, and click on that, and you're on your way. Right now, we have with us on the phone Charlotte Decker, Vice President of Program Development and Scholarships for the Michigan Council of Women in Technology. She's also the Vice President and the Chief Technical Officer or Technology Officer of the Auto Club Group. And with us are two of the nine recipients of scholarship awards that the MCWT gave out recently. Tamara Zrbic. She's a student right now and getting her PhD at the Wayne State University, right, in instructional technology?
Tammy? That's correct.
Got that right. And then Beth Hadley's with us as well, just finished an incredible run through high school, 4.0 GPA average at Northville, and she's headed off for MIT, another three very special letters. And thank you very much for having been with us. And Gary, I think you had something that you wanted to ask.
Well, you know, it's so many times, you know, we talked about how not enough women are going into the scientific field,
yeah,
science or technology. And a lot of times it's because their parents kind of steer young girls into a different direction. Oh, well, you're a girl, you're better go into marketing or into something else or maybe teaching. Tammy, I'm interested in did that happen to you at all?
Well, actually, my mom was in the science field in the first place.
So she knew better.
She knew better, but okay. She was also really worked hard to get educated. We were very low-income family, and it was just the two of us. And so she spent a lot of time at getting education and, you know, taking the bus to the, you know, community college to work on
good
getting
for
further
her
education.
Excellent.
And so, you know, that to me was the more of the inspiration. But I found that the teachers that I had, I was very good in science and math, but no one pushed me towards that. In fact, if anything, they were pushing me towards my other skills, which were the communication pieces and that sort of thing.
Tammy, excuse me, when would this have been, roughly?
Oh, do I have to tell you that?
No, just your age. Was it junior high or was it earlier?
Yeah, it actually would have started, you know, really in middle school. So we're talking in the 80s, too. And, they didn't really push me towards specific science and fields, and I was taking all the advanced classes too, so it's strange that they just kind of pigeonholed me in this marketing and communications area, which is where I got my degree, was in public relations. But my first job out of college was in technology because someone saw something in me that could help their company.
Excellent.
Sure.
Excellent. That is neat.
Beth, I'm interested. Same thing happened to you, or did people really understand how good you were in the science and technology areas and push you that way?
Well, I've always really gone after technology after being introduced to it, by my all-girls leg robotics team, mm-hmm. and the coaches. My coach there was absolutely phenomenal in introducing me to computer science and programming. But I've always had to be my own leader and really go after what I really want in the advanced science and technology classes. Excellent. And, of course, my family highly values education and going really going to education at a higher level.
Beth, what, do you think there was less prejudice against girls in science than there was what Tammy described when she was going like in middle school?
Is it getting better?
Well, absolutely. I mean, it might not be prejudice, but it's greater awareness that these fields are out there and girls can definitely go after them.
And it's okay for girls to go after them.
Absolutely. And it's highly valuable, actually, for girls to go after them because you can get your college paid for. You can get a job in technology and girls should go after them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. You can see that 4.0 in her is working really well. Just a curiosity question, because a lot of times when people get involved in a particular field or something of interest, I know you said your brother was involved in electronics as well. Have you ever done any tinkering yourself? You had home repairing TV sets or just building a kit project or anything? Have you done anything like that?
Well, I've always been more focused on the computer programming aspect, so I never really did tinkering or mechanical things, but my brother was all over the computers, pulling things apart, pulling a
computer. Like at the Rudell house.
Yeah, exactly.
Ed was tearing things apart, toasters, clocks.
Yeah.
So you're more on the software side.
And always having a few things
game.
Left over, a few parts left over, right?
I've always envied that, though, because a lot of the boys that I grew up with and talk to, and because on my robotics team, most of them are boys, that's how they grew up. They grew up with the expectation that they could tinker and do that kind of thing. So I feel like I've missed out on that, and I'd like to get back into that.
It's never too late to tinker.
Tammy, I'm curious. You have children of your own, right?
I do. I have two daughters.
What ages?
6 and 2.
Oh, are you doing anything in particular to kind of, you know, steer them in this direction or prepare them, you know?
That's a little early for the two-year-old.
Not the two-year-old.
It's never too early. No, we, my husband and I really, you know, he's got kind of an engineering mindset himself. Mm. So between the two of us, we're constantly nurturing that and really nurturing all aspects, you know, the art side and the music side and anything that kind of sparks their interest, we want them to know. Good. And we really focus on how things work, you know, and they've become very curious. How does that work? And instead of saying, I don't know, sometimes I don't know. Sometimes the six-year-old knows better than I do.
Google it.
Yeah, so that's what we do. So we look things up, and I show her how to look things up and find answers and so forth. So I think it's really inspiring the curiosity in kids that helps them to find what their true calling is, whether it be technology or not.
Charlotte, I want to ask you, Charlotte Decker with us as well, Vice President of Program Development and Scholarship for the Michigan Council of Women in Technology. How can a young woman who's listening right now get some of this scholarship money? I mean, how can they sign up for it? Where can they go to get some more information on it?
Well, we have a website, so www.mcwt.org, and you can find out a lot about the scholarships and all the programs that we offer through the website.
And we also have a hot link to that we should mention in our show notes, so they simply can go to internetadvisor.net. And then there's a hot link under the Michigan Council of Women in Technology.
Mm-hmm. And we also work with high school girls. We have a Get It Girl program. Right now we're working with University High School in Ferndale, and we're just kicking off a program with Denby High School this summer, working with them. And again, to encourage girls and expose them to technology and the careers that are out there for them if they choose to pursue it.
That's really neat.
It's there's also to make me want to go back to high school. That's for sure. Yeah. Of course, I'd have to wear a dress.
Never mind.
you also have
camp. My mind has been burned.
you also have Camp Infinity coming up.
That's right. And as a matter of fact, Beth is going to be volunteering with
Excellent.
Us at Camp
I'm
Infinity.
Very excited.
What is that? What's Camp Infinity?
It's next week, and it's a camp for girls.
So 9 through 13-year-old girls.
That's right.
And it's part of, it's in conjunction with Lawrence Tech University. Mm-hmm. Is it on their
it's
campus?
At LTU. Yep.
Okay, great.
And what are you going to be doing at Camp Infinity and beyond?
Tearing things apart?
Hopefully. I've actually never been. I'm just helping out at it. But we're going to be introducing these girls or maybe just encouraging them to pursue their interests in technology. They'll be working with robots and hopefully it'll be a lot of fun.
Some web design, maybe, video game development.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
It sounds robotics.
Tammy, where will you take your PhD when you got that?
Infinity and beyond. I really do hope to, continue working to improve performance in organizations, particularly around the technology area, and really helping to instill that in the workers to help them become better technology professionals. Excellent. Using instructional technology.
Congratulations to you, Tammy Zrevic, who is a PhD student at Wayne State University, one of the scholarship winners, and Beth Hadley. Thank you again, and good luck at MIT.
Thank you.
And also a camp coming up, Infinity yes. and Beyond. And Charlotte Decker, thank you, and MCWT for all that you have done to promote young women in technology.
Well, thank you.
It's been good having you with us. Folks, get ready. It's time for you to check that phone number out. 1-800-859-0957. 800-859-0957. That's the number to call. Get in line and get on the phone, and we'll get ready to answer your questions here at the Internet Advisor coming up after the break.
You've been listening to a podcast of WJR's Internet Advisor. To hear previous podcasts, visit our webpage at internetadvisor.net.